Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the only tropical fish podcast that is hosted live on the air. Join the passionate tropical fish keeper, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, for a fun and educational tropical fish episode. This is the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, where freshwater and saltwater fish and aquariums are discussed. Aqua Alex has over 12 years of fish keeping experience and over 3 years of podcasting experience. He will show you his passion for tropical fish with this episode. You can call in live at 516-418-5674 to chat tropical fish and join the chat. Now, let's chat fish. Here's Aqua Alex live from his fish room next to his 125-gallon aquarium in West Palm Beach, Florida. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is now live.
Hello, tropical fish keepers, and welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, coming to you from my fish room right here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I hope everyone is safe and doing great on this Thursday afternoon, and I hope you are healthy and avoiding the coronavirus. So I'm having a great day so far. I recently, today, just purchased two chocolate cichlids from Imperial Tropicals, and I'm really excited about that, and we'll talk about that later on in the future. Today, I have a new series that's debuting right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and on this series, I will be discussing very important topics that relate to the aquarium hobby. The name of this series is Aquatic School with Aqua Alex. Things like water changes, aquarium equipment, acclimating fish, and other topics will be discussed on this series. So it's going to be an educational show for fish keepers. Even if I have discussed some of these topics before in the past, I will discuss it again this time with some more knowledge that I have learned. To me, the aquarium hobby never stays the same. It is always evolving and changing. It is always growing. For example, now we have glow bettas that were introduced February 2020. So they're introduced this year. There are new fish food brands, and more saltwater fish are becoming tank raised and captive bred. Something that I like seeing is more and more people entering the aquarium hobby, especially young people such as teenagers and kids. Now, I remember when I was a kid back then and how much I love fish. There was nothing more exciting to me as a kid than getting a new fish or going to the fish store. I want that same excitement for new hobbyists. It is my goal to inform any new fish keepers with some of the things that I've learned and share my experiences with you all. I want everyone to succeed in the aquarium hobby, whether you're a beginner or an experienced hobbyist like myself. I think it's going to be great that I'm going to be doing these shows because people are going to learn a lot about tropical fish. So, my first important topic that I'm going to be discussing with all of you is feeding your tropical fish. Every living thing needs to eat right. I eat, you all eat, your dog eats. But what about your tropical fish? What should we be feeding them? I'm going to cover that in this episode. By the end of today's episode, you will leave with a lot of knowledge regarding feeding your fish. So here's what's on the agenda for the show today. I'm going to talk about things you need to know before feeding your fish. I'm going to discuss fish food brands that I use and recommend and fish food brands to avoid. I'm going to talk about human foods that are perfect for aquarium fish. I'm also going to talk about how certain foods impact fish coloration. And for everyone who has predatory fish, like myself, I will talk about feeding live fish as treats and why you should avoid using goldfish and what fish should be used. That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. And as always, if you have any questions and you're listening live, you can call in at 516-418-5674. So if you have questions on feeding fish or you want to share your personal thoughts on feeding fish, go ahead and call in 516-418-5674. So let's go ahead and get started right now. Things to know before feeding tropical fish. Research the diet for every fish you have in your aquarium. So if you have different species of fish, make sure you research their diet so you know what food to feed your fish. Find out if they are omnivores, carnivores, or herbivores. Omnivores meaning they eat both plant and meat. Carnivores meaning they eat only meat, and herbivores meaning they eat only plant and algae. This way, you will know what foods you will need to get for your tropical fish. Certain species of fish, like discus and fancy plecos and goldfish, need to be fed at least twice daily and should be offered a wide variety diet. This will ensure that they get all the nutrients that they need. Most plecos in the aquarium hobby that are sold as algae eaters lose their taste for algae as they mature and often starve to death. They may start sucking the slime on bottom-dwelling fish. So, for example, common plecostomus should be fed algae wafers, sinking pellets, cucumbers, etc. So, for example, goldfish have no stomach, so they need to eat at least twice a day, and they're going to produce a lot of waste, so keep that in mind. They cannot hold food in their stomach, so if you want your goldfish to grow, I recommend feeding it at least twice a day. And the same thing can be said for fancy plecos and discus, but of course they have stomachs. So there are some different categories of tropical fish food. The following information that I'm going to read to you is taken from Tropical Fish Hobbyist magazine. Dry foods and the dry food category. These come as flakes, pellets, wafers, or sticks. They are available in formulations for herbivores, carnivores, and omnivores, as well as for specific fish such as bettas, goldfish, cichlids, monsters, growing fry, conditioning breeders, etc. Each type has its pros and cons. Flakes, for example, are easily crumbled or pulverized to service different sized fish, but they are not bulky enough to sustain truly large bodied fish. Sinking wafers are excellent for bottom feeders like catfish, but they are of little use for surface feeders like hatchet fish. Some foods are designed with floating, sinking, and slowly sinking particles to provide for fish that feed at different levels of the aquarium. These foods are available in a range of sizes from tiny pellets for growing fry up to hefty sticks for large predatory fish. The next category of food is frozen and freeze-dried foods. Although some frozen and freeze-dried products are formulations or mixtures of ingredients, the majority of them are processed food organisms such as blackworms or brine shrimp. Some people argue that freeze drying conserves more vitamins than freezing, since the cells in the frozen animal's birth releasing some of the nutrition, but freeze-drying obviously results in some nutrition loss as well. The usual advice to feed a variety of foods will make up for deficiencies in any one of them. Freeze-dried foods are much more convenient, but frozen versions sometimes seem to have more fish appeal. One nice thing about freeze-dried foods is that you can easily crumble them for smaller fish. Brine shrimp, daphnia, black worms, tibifex, and krill are among the commonly available freeze-dried choices. While you can store freeze-dried products on the shelf, frozen foods obviously must be kept frozen until ready to use. Never use foods that have thawed and refrozen, as they can kill your fish. You do not have to thaw the food to use it. Just break off a small piece and float it in your aquarium. The fish will greedily pick it apart as it thaws in the warm water. And the last category of fish food is live foods. In the early days of the aquarium hobby, live foods were the only choice to provide fish with the nutrients they need. Fortunately, this is no longer true. While a few diehards still feed only live food, many hobbyists take advantage of the excellent quality and variety of commercial foods, which are actually superior to live foods in many cases. All fish, however, greatly enjoy live foods as a treat, whether they are chasing daphnia across the tank or munching down on a juicy stalk of anacris. Many live foods, like white worms and microworms, can be cultured easily at home. There are a very few fish that will not survive without live foods, like the lionfish, and a few more that will not spawn unless they are fed live foods, but none of these are popular species common in the aquarium hobby. There are, however, quite a few species in which wild-caught individuals may not recognize non-living items as food. It is a fairly simple task, in most cases, to wean such fishes to prepared foods. Sometimes just feeding pieces mixed with the living organisms will do the trick. You can also condition large predators to strike at worms or crickets that you throw on the surface until they will strike at anything, including pellets or sticks. For stubborn cases, you can use a string or feeding tongs to wiggle food in front of the fish until it learns to take anything you offer, whether it's moving or not. Fishivorous predators often present the greatest challenge, but in most cases you can train them to take non-living food items with a little patience. And fishivorous predators are predators that eat only fish. Even wild-caught fish learn quickly who brings supper, and they are likely to strike at anything you offer after a little training. Prepared food items are nutritionally superior to common feeder fish, which are poor choices. And we're going to learn about why feeder fish are poor choices later on in our show today. Remember also that if you are feeding live fish to saltwater predators, you must offer marine fish, not goldfish, guppies, or other freshwater species, because they are not nutritionally suitable. And that was taken from Tropical Fish Hobbyist. A lot of great information there. So you just learned about the different tropical fish food categories. Now I want to talk to you about some of the fish food brands that I, Aqua Alex, personally recommend. Now, for frozen foods, I recommend Hikari BioPure Frozen Foods. They have the best line of frozen foods because Hikari has an extensive cleansing and sterilization process that offers unsurpassed quality with live food-like color and superior nutrition as a result of their bio-encapsulated multivitamin gut-loading technology. Their products offer whole animals, not pieces common with other brands, and their unique freezing process helps give you as close to live food as humanly possible. So if you want to treat your fish or your aquatic pet with food that not only tastes good, but is good for them too, look no further than BioPure. And obviously that comes from the Hikari website, but in my personal opinion, Hikari BioPure Frozen Foods is the best frozen foods out there. And I highly recommend Hikari Frozen Foods. They have a wide variety of frozen foods out there. They have foods for discus, saltwater fish, saltwater reef aquariums, and even community fish. They have monster fish foods like krill and et cetera. So there's a lot of foods out there that Hikari does for all different sorts of aquatic animals. They even have frozen food for turtles. So I definitely recommend Hikari frozen foods. All right, my next food that I recommend is New Life Spectrum. They have a lot of great pellets and flakes. I feed them to my fish, and I highly recommend you guys use New Life Spectrum as well. New Era is another one that is pretty good. They're like New Life Spectrum. And Omega One. Omega One is a great food company because they use real seafood in their products. So the fish food brands that I recommend, Hikari BioPure Frozen Foods, New Life Spectrum, New Era, and Omega One. Now, I have a couple of fish food brands that I think you should avoid. The first one is a company called Wardley, and you'll famously find these fish foods at Walmart. They are not suitable for aquariums or for fish because I found that they cloud water and they have little to no nutritional value in them, and they have a lot of fillers in their food. So avoid Wardley if you can. I don't even think they exist anymore, which is a good thing. Also, you want to avoid store brands of fish food. You want to avoid the Petco and PetSmart brands of fish food because you don't really know what's in it. So those are the fish foods to avoid. And if you have any thoughts or opinions on foods you don't recommend, or foods that you do recommend, you can call in if you're listening live at 516-418-5674. Yes, you can feed your fish human food. Right now I want to tell you guys about human foods that are perfect for tropical fish. Now, if you have carnivorous fish, like Oscars, cichlids, piranha, arowana, catfish, or even saltwater predators, market shrimp would be a great diet for carnivorous fish. Tilapia, clams, and mussels are great for carnivorous fish. I find that market shrimp and tilapia tends to bring out color in your fish, and your fish will likely be less aggressive when it comes to eating other fish when you are feeding them market shrimp and tilapia. Now, for herbivorous fish, fish like flagtail prochilotus, fish like plecos, and other herbivores like rabbit fish in saltwater and tangs, you can feed lettuce, and vegetables. Vegetables like cucumbers, broccoli, zucchini. Those are all great for plecos and saltwater fish. And nori, which is a type of seaweed, which you can find at Walmart in the cultural section, I guess you can say. They have that at Walmart, and I used that when I had salt water. And I'm thinking about getting some for my Red Hook silver dollars. I think my silver dollars would appreciate nori. So those are the human foods that are perfect for tropical fish. Now, something that a lot of people have asked me, how does certain foods impact tropical fish coloration? Well, color-enhancing foods usually contain high levels of carotenoids, which promote color development. Now, carotenoids are a type of enzyme that help bring out color. They do actually work if used correctly, but they should not be fed as a staple since they are rarely nutritionally complete. So if you're looking to bring out orange coloration and red coloration on your tropical fish, I use market shrimp and krill. Krill and carrot are great for bringing out color in your tropical fish. I also recommend New Life Spectrum Red, Ultra Red, I think it's called. That brings out red coloration in your fish. Also, Tetra has color-enhancing flakes. Hikari has color-enhancing pellets. I definitely recommend using those because they'll help bring out coloration in your fish. But don't rely on those food as staples. You want to also feed other foods so that you can give your fish a nutritional diet. All right, our last topic for our show today is going to be on feeding live foods. Now, live foods, generally, when we're talking about feeding live, we're talking about feeding predators like Oscars, like piranha, arowana, monster fish, and saltwater predatory fish. So when we think of fish like that, a lot of people think about using goldfish as feeders. You don't want to ever use goldfish because goldfish are dangerous. Goldfish and rosy red minnows contain high quantities of thymines, an enzyme that destroys thiamine, vitamin B1, and when fed in large quantities, can cause nutritional imbalances. When bred and held in an overcrowded or otherwise suboptimal environment, they may also carry bacterial infections and parasites, which can be passed along to fish that consume them. A disadvantage of using feeder fish, particularly goldfish, is that they do not accurately simulate what a tropical fish might eat in the wild. So, for those reasons, I personally recommend staying away from feeder goldfish and rosy red minnows. If you must feed live fish, I personally recommend using guppies, danios, and real small tetras. But obviously, you want to raise the guppies and the danios and the tetras yourself. You can breed the guppies for this purpose, but make sure they're getting a well-rounded diet so that when they're eaten by your fish, they're going to get a good diet in return. But there are other live foods that you can go to in place of feeder fish. Of course, you have earthworms. What tropical fish does not like earthworms? I've seen angelfish and discus take earthworms. Earthworms have a lot of nutritional value to tropical fish, so I definitely recommend earthworms. Live blackworms and live bloodworms are great. Live shrimp are great foods as well. Ghost shrimp are available at your local fish store, mostly. I know ghost shrimp are really common, so you could probably get ghost shrimp at your fish store. Live brine shrimp is a great alternative as well. So those are just some examples of some live foods that you can feed your fish. All right, so that's what I have to talk about on today's show. Right now I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back I'm going to wrap up the show and I'll recap what I discussed. If you have any questions or concerns, or you want to share your thoughts on feeding your fish, you can call in live, if you're listening live, at 516-418-5674. We're back with more right after this.
April 26, 2020, live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast will celebrate history. It will be the 500th episode. Yes, that's right, Aqua Alex celebrates 500 episodes with the Aquatic Questline and Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. What can you expect on the 500th episode? Well, four special fish keepers who will serve as special guests. Paul Aramone will be the fifth special guest. He is the author of a murder mystery book titled The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter, and he will tell you us about his book and announce the winner of the 500th episode book giveaway. Plus, there will be two giveaways with the winners being announced live on air. Stay tuned for more details. Mark your calendars. April 26, 2020, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's the 500th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.
Okay, so I have some information on our 500th episode prize giveaway. So I'm going to tell you about the prize giveaway right now. It actually already started, and we have one wonderful entrant so far. Now, the winner will receive a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. And I'm very proud to announce that it's my first prize giveaway in years. And of course, all fish keepers are welcomed to enter. And if you've been listening to my show for the last 6.5 years, this is your chance to be rewarded. So again, the winner receives a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. Now, here is how you enter, and this is really important, so pay attention. I want you to leave a review on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, either on our Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, or any of our other podcast platforms such as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other podcast platforms. Just search on Google Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Second, send me up to 3 photos of your favorite fish. Your fish could be used in episodes and or a new logo. Pictures must be owned by you. Email the pictures to alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com or message me on Facebook, Alex Cardinelli, with them. Also include your name and your email, so I can send you the gift card in case you win. You must do both steps to be entered. So you must leave a review on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, either on my Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, or any of my other podcast platforms. And you must send me up to 3 photos of your favorite fish. and you can email me your photos, AlexGoYankeesCardinelli19@gmail.com, or message me on Facebook with them. And the winner will be announced live on the 500th episode. Unfortunately, there will only be one winner for this giveaway, and another winner for another giveaway we're doing, which I think you guys already know about. Entries start today, March 26, 2020, and end April 25, 2020. The deadline for entries is April 25th, so submit now. Winner will be chosen by online name generator in order to be fair. And on Sunday, I'll have a promo announcing the contest, and it'll have more details. So go ahead and enter the contest now. I look forward to more entries. The winner gets a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. So keep that in mind, folks.
Hey guys, my name is Tyler Moon, and I am a social media influencer and a current author. Not only do I make fun YouTube content, but I also just published a book called The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. It is a mystery book where it's about a young man who moves from his home country to the United States to get assimilated to the hearing world, but unluckily he encounters an interpreter and he grew later to like, but then is later found missing and goes dead under mystery circumstances. Check out the book in store.bookbaby.com and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. Or you can go on Google and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter and you can find a link there, or you can find the hard copy version. Also, check out my YouTube channel in the link of my bio in @Paul_Ramuni, which is called Paul Ramuni Vlogs. Thanks, and I hope to see you guys along this journey with me.
Would you like to win a copy of the murder mystery book The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter by Paul Aramaoni? All you need to do is email AquaAlex with your name and address so that in case you win, the hardcover copy can be sent your way. Your email counts as an entry. Good luck everyone, and thanks for the support you're showing my best friend. Deadline for entries is April 20th. About The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. The Truth of an Unknown Interpreter is an intriguing fictional story, with some elements of a real-life experience. A young man who is hard of hearing moves from his home country to live in a state in the U.S. He wishes to get assimilated to the hearing world but needs an interpreter to enable him to communicate effectively to others and understand what is being taught in class. His first experience with interpreters was not good, but when he moved to the U.S., he met a nice interpreter who he grew to like. Unluckily, this interpreter goes missing and is later found dead under mysterious circumstances. The young man gets another interpreter, who turns out to be his worst nightmare. It turns out that this interpreter is involved in an evil cult, which offers human beings for sacrifices.
We have a lot of entries into the Paul Aramaoni, The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter giveaway, but we're always accepting more. And I forgot to put an email there. So the email to enter this contest is AlexGoYankeesCardinelli19@gmail.com. All right, so we're going to recap our show, and then I will end our wonderful episode today. I'm just going to quickly go over some important highlights that I talked about in case you are just tuning in. There are different categories of tropical fish food. You have dry food, and these come as flakes, pellets, wafers, or sticks, and they are in formulations for herbivores, carnivores, and omnivores for specific fish as well. Then you have frozen and freeze-dried foods, which are great as treats, and you have live foods, such as earthworms, brine shrimp, ghost shrimp, and bloodworms. Some of the fish food brands I recommend are Hikari, BioPure Frozen Foods, New Life Spectrum, New Era, and Omega One. Human foods that are perfect for tropical fish are market shrimp, tilapia, clams, mussels, lettuce, vegetables, and nori and seaweed. Those are all foods that I personally recommend. All right, that's going to do it for our show today. I hope you guys enjoyed the very first episode of Aquatic School with Aqua Alex. Next Thursday, which will be the first episode of April on Aquatic School with Aqua Alex, I will talk about the importance of quarantining brand new fish and the importance of quarantine tanks. So for everyone that listened live, thank you for your live listen. And for everyone who listened to the archive of today's episode, thank you for the archive listen. In general, thank you for listening to today's episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. So I appreciate your listen, and if you have any questions, please email me, and be sure to enter our contest. With that being said, I'll see you on the next episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Thank you, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Alex Cardinale. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast and learned some awesome information on tropical fish and aquariums. Thank you for your support and your listen. Please like our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, for show news and show promotion so you don't miss all the episodes. Check out Alex on Instagram for fish pictures and more. Alex Cardinal 93. Have a great rest of your day.